Psychic Radio. WYCD.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like this, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create the space to find your own answers and trust your own intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program to assist you. I have a free 30-minute consultations to help people find a heart's way to hear the gentle guidance of your soul. So give us a call or go to my site, and they are for registered guests. So tonight is, I'm very pleased because this is somebody who I've worked with many times, and I love his energy, and it is a deep trance channeler. His name is David Watson, and the channel, what he channels is called the Willows. So I'm very excited to have David. We're going to start off with talking a little bit about what's been going on and a little bit about forgiveness, and then we're going to take callers. So, you know, get in line, because you're going to want to talk with the Willows. You can call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So welcome, David.
Hi, Laurie.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well today. Raining a little outside, but
yeah, I know.
Sunshiny inside.
There you go. So we were sort of chatting prior to coming here, and we were sort of talking about, you know, the crazy things that are going on astrologically. We sort of have our own opinions about sometimes when we buy into that and what happens with it. And then we were going to talk a little bit about forgiveness and hear what the Willows have to say about that. So why don't you talk a little bit about what's going on right now?
Around my life? Well, lately I've been putting together actually some very interesting little workshops that are based on some work by Richard Bandler that is called spinning. And unlike the athletic spinning where people jump on a bike and, you know, spin till they drop, this kind of spinning is involved in beginning to look at our emotional body, and we've discovered that all emotions, in actual fact, all emotions have motion, hence the word emotion. And by paying attention to the direction of the emotion and the degree of it, we can actually begin to take charge of that emotion and begin to change our emotional state almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a really good opportunity to put together some little mini workshops, I call them, or nano workshops, and going to be doing some in the Toronto area in Mississauga coming up in September, in fact.
Right.
So,
and we're actually going to do some together.
Yes, we are. So we'll let everybody know exactly when, where, and how. Why, we know.
Yeah.
A good start. So with that, I've been putting those together, and of course, besides doing deep trance, also do a psychotherapy, and have had an opportunity to keep myself busy in those areas, helping people work on their core issues a little bit, and get back in touch with their feeling of connection with the energy of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's been very good. And, of course, I've been blessed with lots of clients who have been calling for readings regarding whether it's for their business or relationships or has to do with their life paths or past lives, pretty much unlimited subject matter.
Right.
In the last little while. So that's been keeping me busy as well. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it has.
We already have a caller, but we're not going to take you yet. But we will definitely pick you up at the next break. But mm-hmm. So why don't we go into trance, and you can we could talk about what forgiveness is all about, because this seems to be.
So you want the Willows to do a little talk on forgiveness? Okay. So let me just zone out a little bit here and just go into trance. Just
yeah. Luckily, David is able to do this quite quickly, and it's very. Been doing it for a long, long time. I think well over 20 years. So,
indeed, yes. Yeah, we are here now.
balance the form, please?
Indeed. One moment. Yes, this balancing is in effect with the agreement of the entity, David. We welcome you here. Your questions, how may we be of assistance at this time?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about forgiveness. And then later on, we're going to take some callers who have started calling in already. But for right now, let's talk about forgiveness and how that's playing in our lives right now. And really, it's, of course, about us. So let's start there.
Indeed. Well, the first thing we would ask is the forgiveness of the callers for us not getting to you right away. In truth here, forgiveness all has to do with not forgiving to begin with, but perceiving. For something to be forgiven, it must be perceived as something that offended or hurt or misconstrued in one way or another. So this has to do, of course, with beliefs. Following this trail of consciousness here, we would understand here it is our beliefs that form our ideas, that form our lives, and that form the manner in which we interact with each other. In this case here, it is important to view that forgiveness, an important part of managing a healthy and balanced emotional body, is key in allowing individuals to move forward in their own life process. By beginning to understand, first of all, the root cause of the situation in which one is involved in this way, one would see in this way, of course, that forgiveness is indeed is something that is most necessary to allow one to stop focusing their energy in areas that are causing what we would call emotional or energetic blocks. For example, if somebody has offended one, and the truth of the matter is in that offense has caused you to begin to think about the situation and over-focus on it, so much so, in fact, that you begin to lose your capacity to focus on other aspects of your life, perhaps your job or your relationship or your own life purpose. This is because the mind goes wherever the energy flows from the mind, you see? So as the mind is focusing on negative or events that are causing it to become consumed, the energy flows to that and away from that of positive and more energetic uses of your energy in this way. So the first step of forgiveness is to begin to understand that you must begin with forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself for becoming tied up in this particular energy cyclone that has drawn your attention. Then you may begin to realize that those about you or those circumstances about you are, just events, you see. Whether somebody says something to you or an event happens about you that offends you in one way or another, you must realize your feelings about that event are perceptions that come through your beliefs, as we said earlier. So it's important to understand this and to begin to look and say to yourself, what is it within me that has caused this reactive state from the behavior of this person or situation? And in truth here, it is always of the same meter. It is how you perceive it, how you understand it, whether you wish to take offense or whether you wish to be pleased. For the event or the circumstance or the individual is just themselves. They are nothing more or less, other than that energy that you ascribe to them, thereby causing an emotional reaction within the body. Now, in this way here, by forgiving the individual, in this way, you are releasing an energy attachment to them. And in fact, it is a very good way to begin forgiveness in this way. One way that is a good way to release the energy connection with those things that you are attached to, for it is forgiveness requires the release of those things that are attaching you to the thing that you must forgive, you see. That be referred to as of Hunakani, that is your Hawaiian belief systems, there are something that is called Aka cords. And these Aka cords are, in fact, energy cords that are perceived to attach individuals, circumstances together. That you would literally conceive them as coming from the body of one individual or the energetic body, reaching out and having similar, almost as you would imagine them to be, tentacles coming off of the energetic body of the other. When they meet, they intertwine with each other and create very dynamic connections that keep you attached to that person or the circumstance. In your own mind's eye, part of the forgiveness is not just saying, I forgive you, I'm letting go, for easier said than done, as you would understand. But importantly, by taking an exercise such as noting the way that your Akka cords are intertwined with the Akka cords of those about you, then you may untangle them. Not cut them, for in cutting them, and many people would say, well, in forgiveness, I am cutting the ties. But by cutting, what you are doing is taking some of the pieces of the energy of that item which you are forgiving. You must literally untangle it in the mind's eye. So it is a good exercise to do, where you would sit down and focus essentially on releasing these Akka cords to those about you that you would wish to forgive. Now, this is more the physiological aspect of it, as you would understand. As we were talking about it earlier, the energetic aspect of it is very much a different thing. Far more so in this way, whenever you are focusing in a negative way upon an object or a situation or a person, what you are doing is, in fact, bringing that full energy into the body and experiencing it in this way. So a part of the forgiveness process here allows you to release this ability to attract negative energy and situations to you. Once you begin to understand this, you will begin to have a far more positive outcome in your relationships. Philosophically speaking, forgiveness, as we indicated here, indicates that there first must be something to be forgiven. And this again comes down to different systems of belief that individuals hold. In other words, if you believe that people should stand in a long line to purchase something and not complain or make any noise about it, and people in the line begin to do this, then you become annoyed with them. Or you may say to yourself, well, I forgive them. In actual fact, what are you doing? You are releasing yourself from the need to feel attached to an opinion. You see? Mm-hmm. Which, of course, comes down to the very essence of what can only be referred to as being judgmental. So forgiveness, again, is attached to this capacity within the human nature to judge those things about them. So by understanding this, it then puts you in a place where you no longer have to focus upon this aspect of holding judgments about things. The more that you begin to become open-ended in your vision of life, it is interesting. There is far less to forgive, you see? So, as we say here, first of all, understanding the dynamics of the nature of connecting to those things that annoy you or attract you in this life, and then requiring to forgive these situations, it is imperative to note here that you are also releasing the aspect of the judgment that was attached to it, you see?
Mm.
So this is what we have to say specifically about this. We could be very philosophical, we could be very spiritual about it, but the truth of the matter is forgiveness is something that is only done on the physical level, you see?
Mm.
On higher levels of vibration and consciousness, there is no necessity for forgiving, you see?
Mm-hmm.
For in those levels, there is only acceptance, you see? Because there is no need to feel this sense here of what we refer to as of divisive differentiation, thereby causing the need for the same circumstance. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly in alignment with everything that we're also believing. And, you know, I think it's just a really interesting time because I think a lot of people are sort of facing their... facing their shadows right now. And so in that is kind of what's coming up for a lot of people. I think a lot of people are, you know, really needing to forgive themselves. And yeah.
Well, indeed. It must begin there. For often when individuals are are living life on a day-to-day basis, they have a tendency to run a continuous dialogue inside. And this dialogue, as you would see it, is very much geared upon self-criticism. This, of course, comes from early childhood, bringing it into the present moment. But as you would see here, specifically in this case, this bringing it into the present moment, which is what the mind has a tendency to do on an unconscious level, makes it very real in that moment. And as a result, individuals become very, very much focused on what they could be doing differently or better, or what more specifically they are doing wrong.
Okay, we're actually going to have to go for a break now. We actually have pretty much our full lineup of people calling in, so that's great. We're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
The I'm Thankful Network for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Join Sue Lundquist, I'm Thankful Network, 12 to 1 Eastern, on the Sky, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And tonight, I have guest, David Watson, who is still in trance or came in and out of trance, is back in trance, and he is in deep trance with the entities called the Willows. And his website is www.askthewillows.com. So we're going to take our first caller. It is Sandy from Ohio. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Oh, real good.
Good. How can we help you?
Oh, I was wondering if you could tell me anything about my love life.
Your love life.
Your love life. Well, this is an interesting topic in this way. What is it specifically you would like to know about your love life?
When someone coming into my life, the true love, the...
Well, this has to do with openness of the heart, you understand?
Yes.
And within your own self at this time, we see here that you are ready for it, yes? And within this, what you must do in this way is to open your heart to a new experience. One of the difficulties here we see that you have within these love circumstances in the past is trust issues, you see?
Yes.
Particularly trusting the other one, yes? For you have had some experiences that we will not go into detail with at this point, yes? But in truth here, it has to do with trusting your own self in relationship. And this is the best way we can describe it in a sense here for you. Meaning, will you be having of a love in your life soon? We will tell you this. At this moment in time, there are several within your own city who would resonate very well with you. The only difficulty for yourself at this point is that you, as we say, must not only open yourself to it, but expect it. Yes? And then let go of the outcome. In other words, here is what we would suggest for you. We would suggest making a list of the qualities, not of the person you want in your life, yes? For if you made that list out, you would be looking for a combination between Iron Man and Superman, yes? But for your own self here, we would suggest writing down the qualities that you admire within yourself. The most primary one, which you sense here for you, is loyalty, yes? You're an exceedingly loyal individual, and that is the one thing that your expectations have not been engaged within. And truly, what you have been doing in relationships in the past, in recent times, is trying to fix the other one. You understand?
Yeah.
And in this way for yourself here, what we would say for you in this way is write this list out of the things that you admire about yourself. And don't let your ego get in the way. This is not an egotistical process at all. And do not, when we know that your ego, you are always battling with it in this way, in one sense or another. But truly here for you in this sense here, by writing this list out, by the time you get to the end of the list, you will have a list of the qualities of yourself and also the qualities of your partner-to-be.
Wow.
In this way here, we then suggest looking at this list every morning. And do this for a month, yes? And the next full moon, yes, which is coming up in a month, yes, we would suggest taking this little piece of paper and burning it. And you do like rituals, yes?
Yes.
Say with a smile, yes? So in this way here, simply burn the paper and simply say, I release this into the world around me so that every step I take from this moment on brings me one step closer to my life partner. And in this way here, you can then release this sense of need within yourself and simply know it is set in motion. You see? Once things are set in motion, as the Buddha did say, when you are on the right path, just keep on walking. So in this way for yourself here, it gives you an ideal opportunity to do something definitive, do something positive and creative, and at the same time move forward in your own life so that you may live more fully in all aspects of your life. So when the partner does appear, you will be pleasantly surprised and open to it by this time. Is this helpful?
Yes, that sounds real good.
Indeed. Give it a try. It's all up to you. When people ask us here what is coming up in their life, we will always say, whatever you choose, yes, to come up in your life in this way. But we are giving you a method to do this choosing. Try it. As the saying goes in your time, you'll like it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And let us know, Sandy, what happens, okay?
Indeed.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very
You're
much
welcome.
For your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
Pleasure. Yeah, sure.
Our next caller is Nathaniel from California. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
pretty good.
So what can we help you with tonight?
You know, I'm kind of going through a transition. You know, I'm you know, might be making a physical move, but I think I'm going to get a new gal in there, too.
Indeed, yes. And you are very intuitive about this, and also very positive about your own moves in this way. So what is it you would like to know specifically here?
Well, you know, I wonder, you know, where and when I'll be moving and kind of how the funding will work out. I don't know. You know, people say I'm going to be moving to the beach. They see Maui or, you know, Carmel or something. So I wondered, you know, it, someone said it might be a house behind a house or something. So
indeed. Well, have you been looking? Yes.
No, I have to sell. I have to finish up remodeling here and sell this one. I'm not sure that too. So I have to find a house and then sell this one. So
well, we would see here for you at this time. You would do best here to look towards that of local, that be of Carmel. Yes, and in this way here.
Yes, that's what he said.
Carmel in California. Yes. Meaning local in on the continent of North America, yes?
Okay.
He's speaking of Maui, yes? Which is in the middle of Pacific, yes?
Right.
In this way here for yourself, you are still attached to the energy of this core of land that that you are living upon. Mm-hmm. And we see you here, as you would say here, choosing the house that is facing onto the ocean, yes? It is important to know here that this is good for you, looking out onto the sea in this way, you see? And in the direction of the west, as you would see. So looking upon yourself and determining specifically what it is and when this will be happening, we will say your time is quite close. The renovations are moving along nicely. And we would suggest here that with the house itself, that you will very quickly close on it. Yes? It is ideally what others are seeking for at this time. We see this happening here with you before the end of October. Yes?
Oh, yeah, that's what they say.
Indeed, yes. So this is soon, yes?
Very soon.
No, yes, indeed. Well, of course, that depends on how fast you can get the work going, yes? Mm-hmm. But it is important to note that this is your direction at this time. And within this, you shall achieve the things you wish to have. And realize that this shift that you are experiencing right now is also that of an energetic shift, not just of your plans in this way, but you are also in alignment with large energies that are presently coming from your own sun, Sol, you see, that are creating higher vibrational levels on the earth at this moment in time. You may do well to check out local or on your internets regarding that we refer of sunspot activities and the solar flares at this time. This is creating a sense of expectation within you. Your body is picking it up, and many people pick this up and feel a little depressed or feel that they are getting tired because they must be resisting it. But you, on the other hand, are open to this energy. And the more that you open to it, the faster things will begin to turn for you, and the quicker that this these changes will be in effect for you. This is a time of the great turning, this 2010 for you, and you will find within the next several months that indeed your prospective for a change in partnership will indeed manifest for you in this way.
Wow. Don't you have a bright, sunny future?
I guess I do. Well, thank you very much.
Just remember one thing here, yes? You have to participate in mm-hmm. your own life, you see? Not just wait for it to happen. So get out there and do. You're a natural-born doer. And the more that you do and the more you focus upon it, the greater the opportunity shall expand for you in this way.
Well, I do enjoy you channeling this great being, and I can feel by your voice and your word processes that it's very spiritual for me, too, for both of us, all of us.
Indeed. It is of our pleasure to be of service.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let us know, Nathaniel, what happens.
Uh-huh.
Let us know what happens.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, take care. We're actually just about to go on break, so we will have another caller when we get back. So we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is about mastering the path to heart consciousness. And tonight we are blessed. We have the Willows in deep trance from David Watson, and the website is www.askthewillows.com. And we are going to take Cindy from Idaho. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great. How can we help you?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of curious. I've been told that I've been trying to doing a little soul searching myself and a meditation room, and I'm wondering the link between my husband and I. I feel like I've done this before, and I've had so much deja vu in my whole life.
Indeed.
And I'm just wondering what that link was.
Name of husband? No.
Yeah, I have a husband.
No, your his name.
Oh, Bob.
Bob. Moment. Yes, there is a many connections between the two of you. The first time you did meet in this lifetime, in fact, there was almost what could be called a recognition by each one of you. You see? And in this way here, it has just developed into a very interesting relationship in this lifetime. What have you had in the past lives? We see here that you have had over 35 lives together. Wow. In varying ways. And in most of these lifetimes, they have been ones in which you have been there to help each other grow. Somewhat like two people climbing a mountain, one reaching a ledge and then helping the other one up, and then the other one going ahead and helping the other one up. And this is how we see it.
I've been told that I'm on my mountain now, at my peak.
Indeed. Well, do you believe this?
I've had a lot of crazy things happen to me the last 3 years. Different things come to me, and I'm like, that's not my thought. Why is that there?
Well, indeed. Well, the fact is, it is not a matter of fault or not fault. It is a matter of observing what is occurring and then determining with your own self how you choose to deal with it. Many people would say you are at the top of your mountain. We are saying here, then it's all downhill from here. Yes, and that is certainly not the way you want your life. We see you here as one who enjoys engaging in life. You enjoy the life experience and are very much one who enjoys the natural aspects of life, yes, particularly the forests and streams and the nature in this way.
Yeah.
So within this here, you would say reaching the peak of your life, we would say you have reached a plateau. It is time for you to, shall we say, metaphorically, peek back down the mountain to see how far you have climbed. And it's quite a ways.
I peek periodically at the double edge, going back and forth. Yeah.
It is good to do this, because in this way here, you have a greater appreciation for the progress that you are making in this lifetime. And so, as you would say here...
Is this a good relationship that we should continue, or...
In this lifetime?
Yeah.
Well... for you, the very question implies doubt, you see.
Mm-hmm.
As you would see here, in this place here, you have been doing most of the hauling, so to speak, in this lifetime. Yes? Most of the pulling up. You would understand that there are certain energies between the two of you that are not conversant in this lifetime. Particularly if you look upon there be of a book available to you in this plane, referred to as of power versus force. Yes? This book, you are aware of it? Yes? You may purchase it anywhere. The author be that of David Hawkins. And within this book...
And I've also been told there's another man in my life, and there's not, and I'm wondering who this person is.
Well, you may ask yourself the question, who is telling you all these things,
mm-hmm.
See? In this way here, we are simply saying to you that your vibrational level at this time is somewhat higher than your husband's, yes? And you are taking a lot of energy to try and raise him, which exhausts you, yes?
Yeah, I get tired during the day a lot, yeah.
Indeed. So you would say to yourself here, what should I do here? Perhaps the first thing to do is to open the conversation a little wider with him. Now, as to say to yourself, is there another one in your life? There is a desire at times, yes, to have someone different in your life because it requires a lot
dream.
Of work.
I had a dream of a man once a long time ago, and I don't remember his name. I just know he was a guy I went to high school with, I thought, and I just always call him Faith. I don't know why.
Indeed. And within this dream, what is your conclusion here?
I don't know. I got pregnant afterward, and I, for the whole 9 months, wouldn't let my husband touch me.
Indeed.
And I didn't know why.
Well, this has several reasons, some of them pertaining back particularly to past life, in which this was the time in which of ancient Rome, in which you did fall pregnant with a child, and your husband be that of a legionnaire, and did leave on a shortly after the pregnancy, did leave on a journey with the army, as it were. And within this time here, you felt completely isolated and alone. And which is much how you felt with during this first pregnancy, as we would see here, emotionally. This not wishing to have him touch you shows here the fact that the communication was at that time not as open as it could have been. And that feeling of not having him emotionally present during this time was what caused the sense of withdrawal within you, as we would see.
Yeah, well, I wanted actually to have a midwife come in to deliver the child, and everybody around me was like, no, you have to go to the hospital.
Okay, well, Cindy, just really take some time and think about, you know, all that the Willis have told you. We would love to spend, you know, time with you,
but maybe you can understand.
Get a private call with the Willows and maybe discuss a little bit more about this and let us know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. So we'll take our next caller, which is Marie in New York.
Hello.
Hello, Marie.
How are you?
Good. Tell us how we can help you tonight.
A relationship. I have no clue really what's going on. If you can shed some light on it.
Okay, what's been happening?
I was dating somebody. Everything was perfectly fine. Then it broke up, and we've been speaking, but I don't know if he wants to date again or what's going on in his head. I don't even know what broke us up. And then he said he might have to go for business for an extended period of time. I don't know if that's true. I have no clue of what's really going on.
Well, indeed, there are two things you could do. If you were that interested in following him, you could arrange for a detective, if we say this one. Yes. However, more simply here, more to the point, is this fellow that you have been dating has one big problem, and that is called commitment. Yes? He is not truly committed to himself, so while he was attracted to the relationship and certainly attracted to you, yes, he could not commit himself fully because of the fact that he is not certain of his life path. And in this one here, in relating to you in this relationship, as people would often say, it's not you, it's him. And in actual fact, it is. You see, in this way? You have no difficulty with commitment, yes? But if you look back at the relationship, you will see you were the one who always had to nudge it a little bit to encourage him, yes? And to help.
Actually, no. This is the second time we dated. The first time around, he was gung-ho and I wasn't ready. And I guess this time around, I was gung-ho and he was going along with it, but I guess he wasn't ready because he broke up. So.
Well, and the truth of the matter is that this not moving forward again has to do with his lack of commitment to the circumstance. And it's important to note here, it is in your case here, it is good for you to note that this is the precursor for a more positive relationship to come into your life in the near future. So the good thing about this is that you didn't go any further in this situation, in fact, you have an opportunity to, shall we say, retreat and regroup your energies in this way.
Is there a reason he's still calling? Does he want to get back?
Okay, honey, we're actually going to have to go to break now. But, you know, I think what the Willows are really saying is that, you know, it's really up to you. But, you know, there's some issues that he has. And if you want a true relationship, you need to, you know, to move forward. But, you know, let us know what happens. And we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Join us for Dynamic Transformations. Acclaimed sound healer, author, and radio host Mark Patterson brings you a weekly inspirational message with your 11-minute miracle, followed by the best mediums, psychics, and best-selling self-help authors. Join us for the best new thought program out there, Dynamic Transformations with Mark Patterson, Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
Give a little bit.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
This is Lori, and we are giving away three 30-minute consultations on finding a heart's way to hear the gentle guidance of your soul. And today, we've had a really busy and great evening with David Watson, and David Watson is a full trance channeler as well as a stress specialist. And but he's in full trance now with the entities called the Willows, and you can find out more information about him at www.askthewillows.com. And we have our next caller is Eileen from Pennsylvania. Hi, Eileen.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem. How can we help you?
Well, I guess the way I'd like to ask it is I feel really stuck, not being able to move forward. I've been a stay-at-home mother for quite a while, and it seems like the marriage looks like it's ending. I don't know. And moving forward into a career, I just don't know what to do. So I was wondering if there's any advice.
Yeah.
Well, this is you have outlined your situation quite succinctly. The fact is here is that within your circumstances, you have been mostly in what we would call the observer mode. What is necessary for you is to begin to step out of the observer mode and step into the action mode. When individuals become stuck, it is usually because of not going with the flow, but resisting the flow. You were seeing here your life at this time is unfulfilling, and it is, we would not say boring, but it is close to it. So you were resisting this. You are attempting to create for yourself at this time a more exciting persona and something that is going to give you a sense of being more alive. But we would say within this situation, you must also embrace the aspect of your own desires and the things you would truly like to do. You said twice in your initial conversation here, you don't know. And the fact is, if you did know, yes, what is it you would want to do in this lifetime? You have a specialty or an area that interests you in particular?
Well, I dabble in a lot of different things, like alternative healing and...
Indeed.
A couple herbal products I invented, some dolls, like an angel and a fairy doll.
Indeed.
Nice.
Very good areas to be in, particularly in this energetic age. We would say here for you, you have a natural capacity within you to channel energy. Yes? You'd be speaking here of being a stay-at-home mother, yes?
Yes.
You'll see the children in this way here come to you with their problems, their little boo-boos, their hurts, yes?
Yes.
And you have a tendency to be able to literally touch them, and they feel better. This is a natural capacity that you hold within you and have brought it into this life with you from past time. There have been three different and separate existences or lifetimes in the past that you have held in which you worked greatly with energy. One being that be of Egypt, another be that of in Japan, and another be that of in that the area of southwestern America, now known as New Mexico. These lives, particularly the last in New Mexico, was approximately 400 years before this time. In each of these lifetimes, you were in a position of being what is known as of today, you would call it of being of a wisdom, or one who would be considered to be a person who others would come to for advice, and also did that of healing as well. You are particularly adept at understanding how to combine different herbal supplements to help heal individuals in their own lives. Yet, also we see within you a unique capacity for channeling healing energy. You would particularly be good at that, be referred as of Reiki, yes?
Yes,
in particular, very powerful in this way, and we see you being able to help many individuals with it. Also, we see you here, very one that people come to and consult with, yes, that come their problems and talk to you about them, yes,
yes.
And you have no problem solving their problems, yes? It's your own that you are more concerned with, yes? We say with a smile, yes? In this way here, you would see that you are a natural counselor, yes? And we would recommend that you look at a particular type of a psychotherapeutic technique that you can learn very quickly. It is referred to as a Psych-K, P-S-Y-C-H-K. Look upon your internet at psychk.com. Do not forget to put the dash in it. You will learn much about this technique, and it fits very much in with your own way of thinking. You are somebody who has an advanced way of thinking, but you have created this little, shall we say, cul-de-sac, this dead end, yes?
Yeah.
In your mind, yes? You just turn around and walk out. You know that? And in this way here, by studying this area referral of Psych-K, it will give you the information you need to heal emotionally very quickly. It is not an expensive process to learn, and once learned, you can quickly practice it with other people and help balance their emotional minds and their emotional body. And that is essentially what you need to do primarily for yourself at this time. Yes? This feeling of low energy, this feeling of lowness, this feeling of unfulfillment simply comes from the fact that you have been sitting in one spot a little too long. Understand?
Yep.
So it's time to begin to roll forward. As far as your relationship is concerned, it is up to you to determine what you want to do in it. You are the one with the power in this relationship, and you will find that it's not a matter of calling the shots, but it is a matter of directing the essence of this relationship. It's up to you to take it into your own hands and let him know what you truly want to do. It's just a matter of becoming a little more decisive and, shall we say, loving and appreciating yourself a little more.
Mm.
You see, one such as yourself who gives to and gives and gives and gives to everybody, as the saying goes, what are you, chopped liver? Yes? Understand? Start giving a little back to yourself. Yes?
Yeah.
In this way, you can take a page out of your own book and give yourself some solid advice. For in truth here, you are simply not stuck, but we shall say you are holding on to something that you simply have to let go of and take an experimental attitude and see where you go next energetically. You see?
Yeah.
Okay, Eileen, unfortunately, we're going to have to go, but, you know, let us know what happens, and, I think some really great things are about to happen in your energy for sure.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We did have one last caller. Unfortunately, we don't have time. Hopefully, we will have David and the Willows come back at some point, and maybe you can be the first one in line. But, you know, why don't we bring David back? We will thank very much the Willows as well as David for coming onto the show and giving your energy and your time. And we do appreciate it. I think you helped a lot of people. And even though you may not have gotten your questions answered, just by listening to some of the answers that David gave you can assist you to as well. It's not always just for one specific person. Quite often it affects a lot of different people, and usually that is how it works.
Well, yeah. not quite cookie cutter, but...
Yeah, exactly.
You can often gain insight from other people's experiences.
Absolutely. Sure. So thank you, David.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Laurie.
You're welcome. This is Laurie Houston. I can be contacted at www.intuitivesoul.com. David is at www.askthewillows.com. I encourage you to visit both of us online. I do email, phone consultations, readings, remote healings, clearing for personal home and businesses, and I have a weekly online radio on Thursdays. I have a summer holiday special just until the end of August, which is a 2-for-1 on all of my readings. And I am offering the new 30-minute free consultation to finding a heart's way and hearing the gentle guidance of your soul. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.